Hey, I'm a jewelers.
Hey, how's it going? It's Tammy with RDI.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who do I have on the phone?
Alex.
Hey, Alex. I know I just texted you, but how's
okay,
it going?
No problem. Okay, good.
Good, good. I just wanted to touch base, see how you guys were doing, see what's going on, see what we've sold.
Selling-wise, I mean, it's been super mellow. Nothing exciting, honestly.
Yeah? Well, what's been going on? I mean, I know you guys are selling like 2 to 3 a week.
What is that? Center stones?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least. It's natural, right? Or yeah.
No, the lab. Well, I mean, natural too. I mean, what the heck?
I know. It's always like this every single year. My birthday's in October. And
yeah.
Every year around my birthday, it's just like depressing.
When's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't want to be depressed on your birthday.
Yeah. No. I mean, you know, just sales and stuff like that. It's like, I don't know. There's not a lot going on.
Okay. Well, I know, you know, obviously you guys had a good dinner with Mike and everything. And, you know, I want to see what we can do because obviously, you know, definitely have some long-term lab with you guys and we want to turn it. So is it the right goods, you know? What do we need to change?
No, I think so far what we have from you guys is some studs and some center stones, right? And like, I think like a tennis necklace or something.
Yeah, you guys have, so there's the rounds and fancies, different various
yeah.
shapes and sizes. Then we've got some studs and then a few.
I know that he
sold
a pair of studs. So I think he, I don't know, I think they were like this, like a smaller size, but something he sold yesterday.
Okay. Do you know which ones? That way I can...
I don't. I need to check with him. He's not here right now.
Okay.
We just always talk about what happened for the day, and he just said he sold studs.
Okay. Well, let me know, so that way I can report up to Mike so he doesn't think that we're not selling anything, so we got to make sure we're moving things, you know, weekly.
Yeah, definitely.
What's he up to today? You all by yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. He ran out to L.A. He's got a, a customer that wants a custom item. And
oh, nice.
I'm hoping he's going to collect money. That's what I'm hoping about.
Well, yeah, you guys got to get paid for your job.
It's a chunky piece, yeah. And, I mean, the piece hasn't been made yet, but we have a 3D CAD ready to go. He loves it. And this kid is kind of like, he is famous in the Latino like musician world.
Yeah.
And these guys, I honestly hate dealing with them. I don't personally deal with them, but my brother does, and through him I get to just see how like business works on their
yeah.
end.
Okay.
And a lot of these guys in the world of jewelry, they get their stuff for free. And I'm just
Jesus.
Like, how do we compete with free?
Right. Like and what is it, you know, what's in it for you guys, especially if that's the case, you know?
I know, and that's what this guy, yeah. And I'm like, I'm telling my brother, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, it sounds like they're trying to take advantage because of their stardom or whatever.
Right, like, well, I should get this like because I can promote it for you. Well, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I know, and that's what that's, yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm like, dude, everybody's got to pay their way. I'm like, people that don't have anything scrape up money to buy what they want to get. And
yeah.
These guys want everything for free. I'm like, that's bullshit.
No, I agree, 100%.
I'm like, I don't. I'm like, I prefer dealing with the everyday person than these guys. Cause
yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you.
But who knows? My brother is looking at it. They're saying that they'll do some promotional thing, and I'm just like, man, I don't like the sound of it.
You're like, that's not really our cup of tea. We shouldn't be doing that.
I know. I'm like, we're not famous, like, rich celebrity jewelers that just can, you know, blow money like that.
Right.
Even if it was $10,000, that's still a chunky amount of money that
yeah, that's a good amount.
Could use elsewhere, especially right before Christmas. Like
definitely.
This is when we normally end of October, beginning of November, we'll stock up for Christmas just because we know it's always dead this time.
Yeah, because you're going to need it, you know. Obviously, everybody needs that stuff.
Yeah, and lately it's been money out and no money in.
Well, we got to change that.
For sure.
All right, well, let me know. If you could send me a text of what was sold, that would be great when he gets
okay.
back. And then let me know, and then I can replace it, because whatever it was, okay. I'll just replace it so you don't have a hole.
Okay. And
okay.
It looks like you got me. I'm looking at the text that you sent me. It's an IJ color, SI1, SI2,
yep.
Which is nice, 18.9. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, good.
That's what I have. It's out showing, but, I mean, if you want that, just let me know, and I'll work on getting it back for you.
Yeah, I'll get a price in front of him, and he can make the call if he wants me to order it or not, and I'll
yeah.
let you know.
Yeah, let me know.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good. I'll figure out what he sold and I'll send that over to you. Just
all right. Sounds good. And then yeah, let's try to get some more sales. I'm gonna ask you guys like every week because we need to get some stuff moving. Okay.
For sure. Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
No problem, Alex. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.